Rah, 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 rah. It's about that time, Cougar fans. It's about that time. I'm pretty excited for BYU football coming up. I am very cautiously optimistic this season, but it wouldn't be BYU football if every once in a while, we had too much overhype. So I'm excited to talk about BYU football and what I think about the quarterback situation. I think there's some crazy things going on in Provo as far as trying to evaluate whether you want to go with a senior quarterback, a sophomore quarterback, or a true freshman. And I don't know. I go back and forth. There's goods and bads to both. I think the reason that I want to go with Tanner Mangum is obviously I know what I'm getting. He's done a lot of work in the off season. He's coming off an injury. He feels like he's got a chip on his shoulder, kind of like he did when he came back from his mission. He just felt like he had a lot to prove. And gosh, I remember that Nebraska game and jumping up and down after that throw. I mean, and then I was in the stadium for the Boise State winner. I just love watching Tanner Mangum play, and I know he's lost some weight too. I think he was a little too heavy last year, and it didn't allow. I think it hurt him to. I think that's why he got injured. But overall, I think he's in a good spot to win it. If it's a neck and neck race, I think you have to go with experience, because otherwise you have this freshman quarterback who's constantly looking over his shoulder. Wondering, are they going to pull me? Are they not going to pull me? And there has to be a long leash. And so I think with Tanner Mangum, you can start him. He's going to face the toughest opponents. And you already know what you're getting with him. And you know if he's improved a little bit to get the team rolling, make some, maybe get a win. I think if BYU goes 2-2 out of the first four games, I think it could be considered a success. The first five games are pretty brutal. So it wouldn't surprise me if they come out of that 2-3. It wouldn't surprise me if they came out of that 1-4. It would surprise me if they came out 0-5 just because they play McNeese State, which is kind of an FBS opponent, but not an FCS opponent, excuse me. So I don't know. The part of me that is a little skeptical as I already know what I'm getting with Tanner Mangum, and sometimes you just don't know what you have. They say that Ben Criddle on his show constantly says that the most famous guy on campus is BYU's second string quarterback, because everybody's always speculating, is the grass greener? Can we go with Zach Wilson and be satisfied and meet our goals that we want as a team? I don't know if you want to do that risk, but I am open to it just because he's fun to watch. He's got poise in his interviews. He's not rattled. I think the biggest thing for him too is that he's a former Boise State commit, and his parents and family are all big University of Utah fans. And I just want him to do well. I want him to do well because I want other kids that come from that same background or decide that maybe Boise State's a little too far from home and that want to try out BYU. I love for that pipeline to open up. I think we lose some kids because they don't feel like they can make it because they don't fit the cookie-cutter mold of a BYU athlete. So I would love Zach Wilson to do well. And if I had to pick right now, knowing what I know, I'd probably go with Tanner Mangum, but that's, I think, a safety choice. I also think, just because of what Ed Lamb said to, the St. George papers, I feel like there's something, I feel like they're hiding something with Joe Critchlow, and it scares me. Like, I'm sure he's a great person. I'm sure he's a great football player. I just, I don't see him as the future quarterback for BYU, and I don't know what it is. I don't know. Prove me wrong, Joe. That's all I'm saying. I'm okay being wrong, as long as it's backed up by data and facts. And but part of me wonders if they're pretending like it's between Tanner Mangum and Zach Wilson, and they bring out Joe Crisello for the opening snap of Arizona, just because Arizona wasn't expecting that. But that's kind of like a 10-15% chance. I think you give, you know, Mangum probably a 45% chance, and Zach Wilson 40%. Just from what I hear, and what I read from different reporters, it seems like they're neck and neck. And again, I was listening to both Riley Nelson and Jake Heaps. It reminds me a lot of their situation, where Jake Heaps is highly touted. I mean, Zach Wilson is he's not as highly touted as Jake Heaps was coming out of high school, but Jake Heaps was touted that he was going to be amazing. And he, you know, after a few games, put Jake in, and he had a really good freshman campaign. And then he was able to, you know, start the next year, and then it kind of went crazy. And from what I understand from Brian Logan's pieces on BYU Sports Nation, sounds like most of the locker room was either Team Jake or Team Riley, and Riley had that grit factor, that prove you wrong factor. But I do think that part of it was that Jake Heath was also looking over his shoulder. And I firmly believe that if Jake Heaps wouldn't have transferred, that BYU would not have received Taysom Hill. So I think that Zach Wilson and I think BYU in general wants to avoid that if possible. If you'd hate for, you know, Zach Wilson or Jaren Hall to transfer because they don't feel like they have a shot at becoming a future quarterback. But somebody's going to lead us next year into old Rocky Top at the University of Tennessee as either a freshman or a sophomore quarterback. So it'll be fun to watch the competition for next year as well. But I think if I had to pick today is August 9th. From what I know, I'd have to go with Tanner, and then I would have Zach at the second string, and I would have Joe Crisello as my third string. I would have Jaren Hall running the scout team, because I think he's a mobile quarterback, and I really do think he's a future. I think Joe Crisello, he could beat out Joe Crisello, and I kind of selfishly want him to do that, and I would be totally okay with that. So we'll see if what happens. We'll see if what BYU does. But, you know, obviously they don't care about what I think. But, you know, because I'm just a kid from Idaho, and I'm just voicing my opinion. So thanks for listening. Make it a great day.